one is not allowed to disassemble a shul. Let's say the community wants to build a new shul. So he says, you're not allowed to take apart the old shul until you build a new shul. After you build a new shul, then you can take apart the old shul. Why not? So the Gemara says there are one or two possibilities. That either we're concerned about pshiusa, that maybe they're not going to rebuild the shul, or mishum tsaluye, we're concerned that they're not going to have a place to daven. And what's the nafkamina? Says the Gemara, if they have a place to daven, that's the girsa that we have. Mr. Sashan says, we'll see, Mitzashem, some other Rishonim might have another different girsa. But they have a place to daven, so then if the problem is mishum tsaluye, then there's no issue they have a place to daven. If the problem is mishum pshiusa, then they're still afraid. They're still afraid that they're not going to build a Beis HaKnesses, so there's going to be an issue. So we just mentioned last time that there's an Isser to destroy a Beis HaKnesses. Lo Sasen Ken Lashem Elokeichem tells me that there's an Isser of the Ibud Bate Knesios, just like you're not allowed to take an Evan out of the Mizbeach, or the Azara, or the Heichal. You're not allowed to be Ma'abed, a part of the Beis HaMikdash. You also can't be Ma'abed Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara Megillah says that a Beis HaKnesses Shav Bavel is like a Mikdash Ma'ad. It has a certain Kedusha. We'll have to talk about what that Kedusha is. Kedusha maybe tomorrow. There's a Kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses. So it's similar to the Beis HaMikdash. So there should be an Isra of Ibud. But the Knesset is just like there's an Isra of Ibud Mikdash. So we basically answered that here it's Letzorech. If it's Letzorech Tikkun, that's not called an Ibud. So therefore it's going to be permissible. But it seems a little bit strange because what's happening over here? Rav Chisda says that you're not allowed to destroy the shul until you build the next shul. But once you build the next shul, if you build a new shul, then you can take apart the old shul. But what's the purpose of taking apart the old shul? If you have the new shul, so then what's the heter to take apart the old shul? That isn't ibud. It's not letzorech tikkun. You're not going to be misakin anything in the future. So what's going on over here? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Nun Beis, where he talks about these dinim. Mishnah Berurah says that we're clearly talking about a situation where they need the money to build a new shul. And they're going to get the money from selling the old shul, selling the parts of the old shul, the bricks and the beams and whatever else is contained within the old shul. They're going to be able to sell those items, and with that, they're going to have the money to build a new shul. So you would think, take apart the old shul first, get the money, and then you'll be able to build a new shul. Mashallah. That no, you're not allowed to do that. Mishum Pshiusa, Mishum Tzaluya, you can't first take apart the old shul. First you have to build a new shul. Once you build a new shul, then you're allowed to take apart the old shul so that you'll have the money. Meaning, if you borrowed the money mitchila, so you borrowed the money for the new shul, but you got to pay people back. So you can take apart the old shul. That is a stira letzorech tikkun, because you wouldn't be able to build a new shul in the first place unless you took apart the old shul. Even though the taking apart, the disassembling of the old shul happens after you build the new shul, but that's part of the process. So that's why it's permissible. That's called an ibud letzarech tikkun. That's a stir letzarech tikkun, which is not an ibud. It's called a bin. Okay, this is the basic sugya. So the Gemara says that there are two options, right? There are two reasons as to why Rav Chisda says that you're not allowed to disassemble the old shul before you build the new shul, right? Either mishum pshiusa or mishum tzaluya. Let's see the Gemara Vayter, and let's see which one of these reasons plays a more important role. So the Gemara tells a story. Maremar marzutra sasriu banu bekaita besitfo v'sasriu banu besitfo bekaita. Maremar marzutra, they lived in a community where they took apart the summer shul in the winter, and the winter shul in the summer. Sitfa really means the fall, but I think it means the winter shul. Right, they had a shul in the summertime, and then they took apart that summer shul for the winter. They had to build a different shul in the winter because the summer shul was made differently, as Rashi explains. Summer shul was made in a way that there'd be a lot of air coming into the shul. It would cool the shul down, but in the wintertime they don't want the air. So they had to change the shul. They had to build something different. So it's interesting. They took apart the shul. It says Sasri Abana. They took apart a shul before they built a new one. They took apart the Bekaita Besitfa, and they took apart the Besitfa to build the Kaita. So you see, immediately you're troubled. Maremar Mazutra are disassembling an old shul before a new shul. So what are they assuming? What are they assuming? They're not afraid of Pshiusa? They're not afraid of Tzluya? What's going on with you? We'll have to see. So Amalei Ravina, the Ravashi, Gavu zuzi umachti mai. Ravina asked the following kashya. Gavu zuzi umachti mai. What's the difference? Amalei dilma misrami luhu pidgin shvuyim viyavi luhu. Devashi said that even if the zuzi is there, it's prepared, it's ready. Are you allowed to take apart the old shul before building a new shul? So he answered, no, we're afraid that you'll use the money for something. You'll use it not for pidgin shvuyim. Actually, the girsa is dilma misrami luhu mitzvah viyavi. First, he says maybe you'll find some other mitzvah that you want to spend the money on. So what's the kasha? Well, his kasha is that what if gavu zuzi umachtu, they collected the money and it's already placed, it's munach. So then, are you allowed to take apart the first shul? That's his shayla. So the answer is, it's not sure that you're going to be able to build a new shul. Maybe some other mitzvah is going to come. So amalei. I'm sorry. Srigi livni vahadri hudri umachtik shuri mai. Ravina asked another shayla. Let's say all of the beams are set. Everything is there. It's not that gavu zuzi. You bought the beams already. So you bought the beams. So then is it okay to take apart the old shul? Amalei zimna de misrami luhu pidyon shvuyim mizavni viyavi luhu. So now he says maybe pidyon shvuyim will come. Not just a mitzvah, but there'll be a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim, and maybe you'll sell the beams and use the money for the pidyon shvuyim. So ihachi afilu banu nami. If that's the case, if we're afraid of pidyon shvuyim, so then even if you've already built the new shul, maybe you shouldn't take apart the old shul, because maybe the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim will come and you'll do what? And you'll take apart the new shul, but you built it already. So Tosva says maybe before they were mispalel in the new shul, before they davened in the new shul, the havamina is that if a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim would come, even if they already built the new shul, but they haven't davened there yet, so maybe they would take apart the new shul to sell the beams, and with that money they'll do the pidyon shvuyim. So maybe you still shouldn't take apart the old shul. So amalei, no. Dirte de inshi lo mezavne. No one's going to sell their dira. No one sells their home. No one sells a built structure. So once they build the shul, there's no chashash. Once they build the shul, there's no chashash that they'll take apart the new shul in order to use it for the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. No one does that. If no one does it with their home, then no one's going to do it with the shul. They're not responsible to do it with the shul. So therefore, there's no chashash. There's no concern that that will happen. V'lo omran, concludes the Gemara, v'lo omran elad lochozi batiyua. The whole issa to take apart the old shul before you build the new shul, that's only if lochozi batiyua, if you don't see a crack in the old shul. But if you see a crack in the old shul, then you definitely can take apart the old shul before you build a new. Ki hadar Rav Ashi chaza batiyua b'kenishta d'masa mechasya. Rav Ashi saw a crack in the kenishta d'masa mechasya in his shul. Sasri v'ayu l'puri l'hasam. He took the shul apart and he put his bed inside the shul. V'lo afkei ad misakin l'shvichei. He didn't take the bed out until they mamish finished everything. Until they even put the gutters on the shul. He wanted to make sure that he feel the pressure, so he put his bed inside the shul. Put his bed inside the shul, right? Put his bed there, that he has to sleep there, and the stomach, it wouldn't be comfortable for him, so that would push him to finish the shul. So if chazuba to you, everything is different. Chazuba to you is the one exception, that one is allowed to take apart the first shul before they build a new shul. This is the first segment of the Gemara. So there's a lot here. We have to look at the Gemara very slowly and try to understand exactly what the Gemara is saying. So first the Gemara tells us, Marema Marzutra, they were Sasu Yubonu Be'sitfa Be'kaita Be'kaita Be'sitfa. So the question that you have immediately is, so what were they assuming? It says that you're not allowed to take apart the old shul before you build a new shul. So what were they assuming? That's kasha number one. Then the Gemara says, Ravina asks the following shayla, Govu Zuzi Yomach Timai. What happens if you have already the money collected? Does that change anything? So how does that relate to our sugya? He's saying, if the money is already collected, so then maybe things should be different. Why should it be different? If you're choshesh mishum tzaluya, if the reason why you're not allowed to take apart the first shul, the old shul before you build the new shul, is because we're afraid you won't have a place to daven, so then why should it matter if the money is collected? Mustama, he seems to be assuming that the problem is mishum pshiyusa. Problem is a pshia. We're afraid that if you take apart the first shul, you might not build the next shul. So now he's saying, in a situation where the money is already collected, maybe there's no problem of pshia. Ravina certainly seems to be assuming, seems to be choshesh for the second svar, the svar of pshiusa, and that's his whole shaila. Maremer Mazutra, so then it's a little bit difficult, right? If they're not concerned about pshiusa, so what does that mean? What, they're not concerned about pshiusa at all? If they are concerned about pshiusa, so how were they able to take apart the old shul before the new shul? So the Rosh actually says, yes, the reason Marema Marzutra were able to be Sasu Beisitra Bekaitva and Bekaitva Beisitra is because they only were Choshesh Mishum Tsaluya. That's what the Rosh wants to suggest. Let's see the Rosh inside. Remember, Marzutra, Sasu, Yavana, Bekaita, Besitfa, Besitfa, Bekaita, Inu Sarvi, Mishum, Tsaluye, Vahavalu, Dokta, Litzluye. The Rosh says they must have held that the problem is Mishum, Tsaluye, and they had a Dokta, Litzluye. What's the Dokta, Litzluye that they had? The Rosh is assuming that they had two shuls. They had the Besitfa and the Bekaita. They were in an area where they had two different shuls. They had a summer shul and they had a winter shul. So in the winter, they would take apart the summer shul if they wanted to fix up the summer shul. They wanted to make the summer shul better, but they had the winter shul. They had the Beis Itfa. So that's why they weren't concerned. If there would be a problem of pshiusa, so then they wouldn't be able to take apart the Beis Itfa, the Bekaita, the Beis Itfa. But they had both shuls. They had two shuls. It's not that they took apart the summer shul. They took apart the summer shul when the winter time came, when the fall came. They took it apart before the winter so that they'll have it prepared for the winter time. No, they had a summer shul and they had a winter shul. So during the winter, they would take apart the summer shul to fix it up so that it would be better in the summer. And during the summer, they take apart the winter shul so that the next winter it would be better. So since the whole problem is Mishum Tsaluye, not Mishum Shiyu, so that's what the Rosh is assuming. So therefore, that's why they were able to take apart the old shul before they built the new shul. Because since they have a dukta litzluye, then there's no problem. That's how the Rosh seems to be learned. But Tosfos offers a number of other approaches. Okay, let's see how Tosfos understood the sukkah. Let's take the Tosfos law. Agav, bekaito, beisitfa, havikemo ika tiyua v'shor. Tosfos starts, bekaito, beisitfa, Havik mo'ika tiyua v'shorim. What does that mean? What does that mean? We know that if chazu batiyuha, then there's no problem. What is chazu batiyuha? If you have a crack, so then there's no issue. Bein l'manda omer mishum tzluya, bein l'manda omer mishum pshiusa. So what is Tosus saying? Bekaito beisitva is like ika batiyuha v'shorim. So Zokta Marsha, what Tosus is saying is that if we assume Marema Marzotra only had one shul, one shul. So they're going to take apart the Bekaita Besitva. When winter approaches, they're going to take apart the shul because they have to fix up the shul for the winter time. So why are we not afraid of this, of the Isser of taking apart the old shul before the new shul? Chorda should be a problem. There's only one shul. So comes Tosis and says, no, it's like Chazuba Tiyuha. Why is it like Chazuba Tiyuha? There's no crack there. No, but you can't daven in a Bekaita Besitva. You can't daven in a summer shul in the wintertime because you're going to freeze. If there's no heating, the shul has to be fixed up so that you can daven there in the wintertime. So it's like chazu batiyuha. If it's like chazu batiyuha, so then even the manda amar, bein le manda amar mishum tzaluye, bein le manda amar mishum pshiusa, there's no problem because if chazu batiyuha, then you're allowed to take it apart. That's a sakana. That's it, right? People are going to catch a cold. So there's no question that you can take apart the first shul before the second shul. It's like Chazu Batiyuha. Tosis in the first chat is assuming that they only had one shul. Right? They only had one shul. So there is no makom that they could daven. So bein lemanda amim mishum tzaluye, bein lemanda amim mishum pshiusa, there's a problem. So Zok Tosis says, no, bekaita, beisitva, beisitva, bekaita, that's like Chazu Batiyuha because they're not going to be able to use the building. It's dangerous to use the building. It's not comfortable to use the building. So it's like there's a crack in the building, so that's why it's permissible for them to take apart the old shul before they build the new shul. Okay, this is Parrots number one of Tosfos. The imshte bate knesios hayu bebeis makom shel kaita v'shel sifa. I would be on the chazav batayua. Adds Tosfos zakta marsha that if we're talking about a situation where they had two shuls, they had a beis kaita and a beis sifa. They had both the summer shul and the winter shul, and they're taking apart the shul in order to make it better. So if they have two shuls, maybe mishum tsaluya, there's no problem. Maybe mishum tsaluya, there's no problem, because they have an option, they have another shul to go into. But what's the problem? Even if mishum tsaluya, there's no problem, but if you're choshesh for what? If you're choshesh for pshia, that they'll be negligent and they won't rebuild the shul, so then even if there are two shuls, but we should be choshesh mishum pshia, so maybe they're going to be negligent and then they're not going to rebuild the shul. So says Tosfos, if they had two shuls, then you have to say that's chazuba to you a mamish. It's chazuba to you a mamish. Because if they had two shuls, then it's not kemo ikaba to you, because there is no to you here. They can daven in the summer shul in the summer and daven in the winter shul in the winter. What's the kemo chazuba to you? It's not kemo ika to you if they have both shuls. So if they have both shuls, they have a summer shul and they have a winter shul. They have the best of both worlds. So they want to take it apart to make it better. They want to take it apart to make it better. Mishum tsaluya, there's no problem. They still have the other shul, b'diavad, right? They still have another place to daven. But even if they have another place to daven, but mishum pshia, we should be afraid maybe they're not going to rebuild the shul. So it must be talking about a situation where chazav atu amamish. If chazav atu amamish, if there really was a crack in the shul, so then we understand that they were able to take apart the first shul before they built the second shul. Okay, so two pshatim in Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say that that obviously Marema Marzucho would be in Choshesh even for Pshia, not like the Rush. They weren't taking a stand on the two Taimah, they were Choshesh even for Pshia. So he says that if they only had one shul, it's got to be like Chazuba Tiyua, because there's no way that they'd be able to daven in the summer shul in the winter and a winter shul in the summer. And if they had two shuls, so then it's not like Chazuba Tiyua, because they could always continue davening in the same shul in the summer and the winter. Must be the Chazuba Tiyua Mamish. And Chazuba Tiyua Mamish, then Mishum Shia doesn't apply. They'd be allowed to take apart the first shul before they build the second shul. Daniel.
These first two Toshad and Tosfos, the second one seems to say that you can daven b'diavad in other shul. The first one just doesn't agree to that.
No, the two Deis and Tosfos are simply arguing as to what the Metzius was. Did they have two shuls or did they not have two shuls?
Also, can you use the other shul that's not in season?
Bishas of Chak, you probably could use it, you know, for temporary usage.
So how, right? The first plan makes sense?
No, the first plan is just assuming they only had a single building. So if they take apart a single building, then they don't have a Dutal Etzluya. It's a Metzius issue. If they only have one building and they take it apart, so where's the place to daven? Right? The second shot is saying, no, Mishum Tzaluya is not a problem anyway. There are two shuls over here, but the other they could daven there. But Mishum Pshia, it still should be us to take apart the old before you build the new. It says, Tosfos, no, it must be talking about a case with Chazuba Tiyua Mamish. And Chazuba Tiyua Mamish, so then you're allowed to take it apart. That's the Hemshech of the Gemara. That there's no Chashash of Pshia, so as long as Chazuba Tiyua, then you're allowed to take apart the old before you build the new, because it's a Sakana, it's necessary. So if it's necessary, even though there is a Chashash of Pshia, we can't be worried about that. Okay? Question? I see a hand up. Okay. These are the first two Pshatim of Tosfos that the Masha. But then I shall explain. But now Tosfos gets a little bit deeper. Right? The Odnir, Tosfos has more, and he's not finished. The Odnir, I'll give you another pshat, he says. The Odnir, it came in the Yesham Beis Achneses Acher, and Lochashim Lo Yivnu Zos. Maybe if you have a Beis Achneses Acher, if you have two shuls, we're talking about a case of two shuls. So if they had two shuls, then it doesn't have to be Chazuba Tiyu Mamish, says Tosfos. If it's not chazuba tiyua mamish, then if you're choshesh mishum pshio, what's the heter to take apart the first shul before you build a new? It says Tosfos, maybe kevan de'esham beis hakneses acher ein lochashim lo yivnu zos. Maybe because you have another beis hakneses, there's no chashash of pshio if you don't rebuild this one. If you have another beis hakneses, the manda omar mishum pshiusa, hold that there's no problem at all. What does that mean? When it says the nafgamina between the manda amr mishum pshia and the manda amr mishum tsaluye is where there's a duchta letzluye, So that means that there's stam a place to daven. You have a social hall, or you have someone's living room to daven in, a place that's not a shul. Because if you'd have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, if we're talking about that there's another shul to daven in, that's not a nafkamina between the timing, says Tosfos. Tosfos says, maybe the manda amar mishum pshiusa says, we're choshesh v'pshia, only if you don't have a Beis HaKnesses kavua. If you have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, we're not choshesh v'pshia. Pshia is not a factor. Of course, we can have to understand why that's true. But Tosfos says, maybe if you have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, pshia is not a factor. If that's the case, then the only nafkamina has to be the girsa that we have, right? That if you have a duchta litzluye, so then lamandam mishum tzluye, there's no problem because you have a place to daven. But the place to daven is not a shul; it's a dining room, it's a social hall, it's a building, it's some other kind of area. If you were to have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, so then even the mandam mishum pshia would say there's no chashash anymore. If all you have is a duchta litzluye, that's not a Beis HaKnesses. So the mandam mishum pshia would say, well, if you don't have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, we're afraid that you'll be poshe and you won't rebuild the shul, and then you won't have a Beis HaKnesses kavua. That's the chashash of pshia. That maybe they'll be poshe, they won't rebuild the shul, they won't have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, and that's the problem. We want them to have a Beis HaKnesses kavua. But if they have another Beis HaKnesses kavua, what's the problem? Even if they don't rebuild the shul, they still have a Beis HaKnesses kavua. So not only lefi the mandam and mishum tzaluye, there's no problem, because they have a duchta litzluye, they have a Beis HaKnesses kavua. Even the manda amar mishum pshia, this shouldn't be a problem, says Tosfos, because that manda amar will say that as long as you have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, we're not afraid of pshia because we don't care. Even if they don't rebuild, they still have a Beis HaKnesses kavua. There shouldn't be any problem. This is daya number 3 in Tosfos. It's still ton beer, but that's the basic there. Wait.
Can you say they can always stop it outside? What's the?
I think we're assuming that, you know, people don't daven outside. Right, they're going to daven in some kind of a structure, right? Even in COVID, they build a tent, right? I mean, we were davening outside when we didn't have the tents, but when we saw that it was going to be a prolonged experience, that people started to build tents. You want to daven in a makom. Certainly in the winter time, you're not going to daven outside. Right? You're going to have a tent, you're going to have some kind of a structure, a sociable, a dining, you know, some kind of area to daven. So that's what he's saying. That you have to have another area. Yes.
Doesn't Tosfos talk about with the Magen Avraham that they would daven outside? You know, they would daven in the field, so they would not walk home. So
okay. I guess there has to be an area that people are gonna daven. Certainly in the wintertime, you can't daven in the fields, right? So it must be that. There has to be a place to daven. Whatever the context is, there has to be a place that they can daven in a comfortable way, that they'll be able to have the right cover. Yes, question, Avi.
So, but in terms of Shia, even if there's a place to daven afterwards, wouldn't there be a problem there if you're not getting it? If you start with the intention to build it, right, and then you did it, and then you just leave it there, wouldn't there be a problem?
Excellent. Kasha, that's what we're going to have to get to. What is Tosfos saying? What, the fact that you still have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, so then we're not concerned that you'll take apart this first Beis HaKnesses kavua and not rebuild it bechlau? How can that be? Isn't it hashchasa? Ibud Beis HaKnesses? What's Tosfos not concerned about? Not concerned about that issue? We're going to have to get to it. But let's first finish the Tosfos, okay? Let's see the final approaches of Tosfos. The Ovid says Tosfos machmas chor v'chom in lochus shema yifshu. Obizman godo kolkach ein lochosh ad kan hagoh. Wow, that's the end of the hagoh. What's he saying in pshat number 4 and 5? L'chora, the Tosfos is coming around to say is even if you are concerned about pshia, even if you'll have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, even if there is some chashash of pshia with the Beis HaKnesses kavua. Here, there's no concern of pshia bechlal. Dafka by the bekaita, by beisidfa, and the beisidfa, by bekaita, there's no concern of pshia. Why? For one of two reasons. Either because, since the issue here is kar b'chom, that they should have the right shul for the right period of time. So if they're gonna take apart the bekaita, the beisidfa, and they're gonna try to repair the bekaita during the wintertime, there's no concern of pshia that they're not going to rebuild the Beis Kaita because they won't be able to daven in the Beis Sitva in the summertime. It's going to be too hot in the shul. So because of kor v'chom, if they take apart the winter shul in the summer and they don't rebuild it before the winter, they won't be able to daven in the summer shul because they're going to freeze in the summer shul. So because of Kar V'Chom, there's no concern over here that there'll be a pshia, says Tosfos. There's no concern that there'll be a pshia. What's more, the fifth and final point he makes is there's a second reason why there's no concern that there'll be a pshia, because it's Lizman Gadol. There's a big time lack. There are 6 months. I mean, how long does it take you to build a shul building? It could take years nowadays, but I guess in that time it didn't take so long, right? 6 months, a long time. Lizman Gadol, who's concerned that they're not going to rebuild? They'll be able to do it within the amount of time. It's Beisitfin, Beikaita, there's a long time, so therefore there's no chashash of pshia. That's the Tosfos. Right? So there really are 4 days in Tosfos over here. The four splits into two. First Tosfos says that the reason why they weren't concerned about pshia is because Beisitfa, Beikaita, Beikaita, Beisitfa is like Chazubatiyua. Chazubatiyua means that there's a crack, there's some damage, there's some takana in the shul. So here too, it's not shayach to daven. You can't daven in the Beikaita, in the Sitfa, in the Beisitfa, in the Kaita. It's just not, the shul is not going to be good enough to daven there in the other season. So it's like Chazubatiyua. So even among the Amr Mishum Pshia, we'll say that it's permissible to take apart the old shul before the new shul. Because there's no concern of pshia. Right? We don't care about pshia. Even if we are afraid of pshia, that they're not going to rebuild the shul, but they can't daven here anyway. So if they can't daven here anyway, then it's mutter to take it apart. That's assuming they only had one shul. They only had one shul, so they're not going to be able to daven during the kayats, during the summer with the Beis Sitfa. So of course they're allowed to take it apart, because it's like Chazubah Tiyua. They can't daven in the shul, so of course they can take it apart. Then Tosfos says, no, maybe the Taka had two different shuls. If they had two different shuls, so then, what's the heter to take it apart? What's the heter to take it apart? It's not kemo Chazubah Tiyua, because they have both shuls in front of them, so they're not going to have a problem. It's not like Chazubah Tiyua. Oh, so Tosfos says it must be Chazubah Tiyua mamash. If they attack at two shuls, so then there's no problem with davening in the shuls. Now you want to make it better, but there should be a chashash of pshia. Maybe they won't rebuild the shul. It says Tosfos, it must be the Chazubatiyu Mamish. If Chazubatiyu Mamish, of course, you'd be allowed to take apart the shul. There's no chashash of pshia, because even if there is a pshia, but you can't daven there, if it's Chazubatiyu Mamish, it's dangerous. So if there's a crack, then of course you'll be able to take apart the shul. And then Tosfos says, number three, he says that the Manda Amar Mishum Pshia is not concerned if you have another Beis HaKnesses Kavua. If you have another Beis HaKnesses Kavua, there's no concern the Manda Amar Mishum Pshia. And finally, he says, even if there is a concern by Beis HaKnesses Kavua, the Manda Amar Pshia, here there's no concern for Pshia Bechlal, because Kor Bechom is too significant. They're not gonna abstain from rebuilding the shul, because they're not gonna be able to daven in the shul if it's not the right shul. If it's not a summer shul in the summer, not a winter shul in the winter, so then they're not gonna be able to daven. What's more, is man gadol, there's no concern, because they're certainly gonna rebuild the shul if they have a lot of time. Okay, this is Tosfos. The Toras Chaim is medayik from Tosfos. That you see, the Tosfos had a new understanding of what the chashash of pshia is all about. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says mishum pshiusa dilma misrami ones upashi velobanu achriv. Rashi says that mishum pshiusa is that we're afraid that because of pshia they're not going to rebuild the shul at all. Now, if that's the case, how do we understand the second half of Tosfos? Tosfos says that maybe the mandam mishum pshiusa will say that if there's a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, so then there's no chashash of pshia. Because who cares? They still have a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. The concern for pshia is that they're going to be poshea, and they're not going to have a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. So if the concern is that they're not going to rebuild the shul at all, so what does it matter that there's a Beis HaKnesses Kavua? The reality is, but they were mashchis the first Beis HaKnesses, right? That they destroyed the Beis HaKnesses. There's an Israel, Ibud Beis HaKnesses. So what could Tosfos be thinking? What's more, Tosfos says at the end that Bizman Godol we're not choshish mishum pshia. Bizman Godol, there's no chashash. What's the difference whether it's Bizman Godol or Bizman Kata? The chashash of pshia is that they won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses at all. So what if they have a lot of time between the winter time and the summer time, between the summer and the winter? But the whole chashash is they're not going to do it bechlal. They're not going to build it even Bizman Godol. So what does Bizman Godol change the whole equation? So, Zokta Torah Chaim, obviously what Tosis is learning is that the chashash of pshias is not that they're not going to rebuild it at all, but rather what's going to happen? They're going to be misrashel. They're going to get lazy. They're not going to do it in a timely fashion. They're going to delay. That's the concern. They're going to delay. So the problem of Ibud Beis HaKnesses, that's not a problem. They are going to rebuild the Beis HaKnesses at some point in time. They're going to get to it. But they'll be misrashel. They won't do it in a timely fashion. So that's why Tosfos says at the end, Lizman Godel, we're not afraid. Because Lizman Godel, even if they're misrashel a little bit, but by the time they need the next Beis HaKnesses, it'll be built. So the Zman Godel is enough. If the concern is Hisrashla, so then the Zman Godel is enough. If the concern is that they'll never rebuild it, so Zman Godel is not going to help me. Right? They're never going to rebuild it. And this can also explain why Tosfos holds that if they have a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, then there's no concern. What's the problem? Mishum Pshias, we're afraid that they'll be Misrashel. And if they're Misrashel, what does that mean? If they're Misrashel, that means that they're not really in the process of building a new Beis HaKnesses. At the time that they're delaying, right? At the time that they're delaying, so then they're not really being osik in the process. So they're not davening in a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. If they don't have a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, at the time that they're Misrashel, they're not davening in a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. And that's an issue. Right? The fact that they don't have a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, if they're in the process of rebuilding the Beis HaKnesses Kavua that they took apart, so if they're in the, if it's a tzorech of tikkun Beis HaKnesses Kavua, so you could say that since it's a tzorech of the tikkun of the Beis HaKnesses Kavua, so they're involved with the Beis HaKnesses Kavua, so then it's not a problem. But if they're going to be misrashel in the binyan, so at the time that they're misrashel, when they're delaying rebuilding the Beis HaKnesses Kavua, if they don't have another Beis HaKnesses Kavua to daven in, so it's like they're not davening in a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. If they don't have a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, they're davening in a different place, and they're not misrashel because they took apart the Beis HaKnesses Kavua in order to rebuild it in a better way. So we treat this in this particular time. They can't daven in the Beis HaKnesses Kavua, but it's as if they're davening in the Beis HaKnesses Kavua because they're doing it letzorech. But if they're misrashel, so at the time that they're misrashel, it's no longer letzorech tikkun because they're not being misaken. So if it's no longer letzorech the tikkun, so then it turns out when they're davening now, we can't associate their tefillah with a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. So that should be aser. That should be aser. It's only aser to daven in a different place. It's only mutter to daven in a different place to take apart a Beis HaKnesses Kavua if you're going to be involved in the process. If you're involved in the process, even though right now you're not davening in a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, but it's like it's treated like you're davening in a Beis HaKnesses Kavua because you took apart the Beis HaKnesses Kavua in order to rebuild it in a better way. But if you're going to be misrashel, then you're not davening in a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. You're not connected to a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. So that's going to be the problem. That's going to be the problem of the Tosfos. This is how the Torah Chaim learns the Tosfos. And this is what the Rashba says explicitly. The Rashba says the Manda Amar Mishum Pshiusa doesn't hold that the Pshia is maybe you won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses Bechlau. He holds that the Pshia is that they're going to be Misrasha. What led the Rashba to say this? A very simple question. The Rashba says, look at the Amoraim and the Gemara. There seems to be a stira in the Amoraim. The Koshali says the Rashba, Koshali says, Hey Chizkishne Hafochim Biyachad, Lo Omer Maremer Marzutra Savihochi, Vravina Vravashi Savihochi. Maremer Marzutra, they were Sasiya Bani Bekaita Bebe Sitfa and Be Sitfa Bebe Kaita. What were they holding? How could they take apart the summer shul in the winter, the winter shul in the summer? How could they do that? So if you tell me that they hold Mishum Tsaluye, they hold the time as Mishum Tzaluya, and since they had a second Beis HaKnesses, there's no problem. Then the Gemara says, Ravina asked his Shaila, Govu Zuzi Umachti, what's the din? What's he thinking? Ravina must have been thinking, the time is Mishum Pshiusa. If the time is Mishum Pshiusa, so then if the money's already, maybe there's no Chashash of Pshia. So it's a Machlokes Amoraim. You told me there are two reasons why you can't take apart the first shul before you build the next shul, Mishum Tzaluya, Mishum Pshia. And then you give me different Amoraim who seem to be taking each one of these approaches. Why didn't the Gemara just say that there's a Machlokas Amoraim? Tochad Chak, Ani omer kishem mashamam mishum pshiyus alav lemeim v'dechoshen dilma pashi v'labanu klal. Dr. Rashba, Tochad Chak, I'll tell you the pshat is like this. Mishum pshiyus doesn't mean that we're afraid that they won't rebuild at all. Ela dilma pashi umisrashli. Maybe there'll be poshe, there'll be misrashel in the binyan. V'afa gavdika duchta letzluyeh. Even though there is a place to daven, kevin the lav beis haknesses kavua hu chayshinon. Even if there's a duchta letzluyeh, that's not enough because it's not a beis haknesses kavua. It's not a beis haknesses kavua. Because it's not a beis haknesses kavua. Even if there's a duchta letzluyeh, since it's not a beis haknesses kavua, there is a chashash of pshia. Aval hechadika beis haknesses kavua lo chayshina. If there's a beis haknesses kavua, then there is no chashash. V'hanu dekam radika duchta letzlu yivlakam radika beknish tachriti. What's he saying? Maybe the chashash mishim pshia is not that they're not going to build the, they're not going to rebuild at all. What's the Rashba saying? Maybe the chashash mishim pshi is not that they're not going to rebuild all, they're going to miss Rasha. Marei mar mazutra, they weren't holding of tsaluya. They were holding mishim pshia, just like Ravina. They were holding that the chashash is mishim pshia. Aye, so why were they sasri yubana beisitva, bekaita, bekaita, beisitva? Because they had two bate knesios. And if they have two bate knesios, they have another beis haknesses kavua. So then even the mandamar mishum pshia is not concerned. Because as long as you have a beis haknesses kavua, there's no chashash of pshia. So that's why they were able to be sasri yubana bekaita, beisitva, beisitva, bekaita. Not because they hold mishum tsaluyeh, but because they hold the chashash of pshia doesn't apply if there's another beis haknesses kavua. If there's another beis haknesses kavua, there's no problem. He says, and that's why the Gemara, when it gives the nafkamina between saluye and pshiusa, what does it say? The ika duchta letzluye. That's our girsa. The ika duchta letzluye. There's a place to daven. Not that there's another shul to daven. There is no other shul to daven. If there would be another shul, a beis haknesses kavua to daven in, then there's no nafkamina. Whether you hold mishum saluye or you hold mishum pshiusa, there's no chashash. If there's a beis haknesses kavua, there's no chashash because you have a place to daven. And the mandamar mishum pshiusa would say that if there's a beis haknesses kavua, there's no chashash of pshius. There's no chashash of pshia. What pshia are we talking about? That there'll be misrashel, that they'll delay, and for a certain amount of time they're not going to daven at a beis haknesses kavua, nor are they going to be involved in rebuilding the beis haknesses kavua. So if you hold that there's no chashash of pshia, if you have a beis haknesses kavua, so then there's no nafkamina. The only nafkamina is if they have a duchta letzluya, but it's not a beis haknesses kavua. So then the mandamar mishum tsaluya says there's no problem because they have a place to daven. But the mandamar mishum pshia would say, well, if they don't have a beis haknesses kavua, we're afraid. We're afraid they'll be posheya. And if they're posheya, then it turns out for the time that they're posheya and they're not going to rebuild, they're not davening in a beis haknesses kavua, and they're not being osek to rebuild the beis haknesses kavua. That's a pshia. That's a pshia that we want to prevent. That's a nafkamina between the two opinions. That's the Rashba. So it comes out that we have two different approaches about what this chashash pshia is all about. Is the chashash pshia that we're afraid that they won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses at all? Or is the chashash pshia that we're just afraid that they'll be misrashel and they won't do it in a timely fashion? What's the nafkamina? We just said, what's the nafkamina? If they have another Beis HaKnesses kavua. If the chashash of pshia is that they won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses that they disassembled, they won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses kavua that they disassembled forever. So then, what does it matter that you have another Beis HaKnesses kavua? The reality is, if you don't rebuild this Beis HaKnesses, there's still a problem. What's the problem? Ibud Beis HaKnesses. Right? If the problem is that they won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses at all, so that even if you have another Beis HaKnesses kavua, it's not going to help you. it's not going to help you, because it'll turn out that they destroyed a Beis HaKnesses and they never rebuilt it. But if the chashash is simply that they'll be misrasha, that they'll delay rebuilding the Beis HaKnesses, zok the Rashba, if they have another Beis HaKnesses kavua, there's no problem, because there's no issue that, well, if they're davening in a makom that's not a Beis HaKnesses kavua, and they're not osek in rebuilding a Beis HaKnesses kavua, so they've now lost the davening in a Beis HaKnesses kavua. If they have another Beis HaKnesses kavua, then they haven't lost anything. They'll still be able to daven in the Beis HaKnesses kavua. So there's no chashash. Okay. Questions? Yes, Tuvia.
According to the Rashba, it seems that, and according to that understanding of Shiusa, it seems that it's really more focused on Tzluye. And it's very similar to Tzluye, it's just that it's given the name Shiusa.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, to say it differently, the pshia is that it's not enough to have a duchto letzluyeh. We want you always to daven in the Beis HaKnesses kavua. There's an isser. I should say it this way. There's an isser to disassemble a Beis HaKnesses kavua if by doing so you won't be able to daven in the Beis HaKnesses kavua. Right? You got to replace what you were doing with another makom that's similar. So if you don't have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, then you can't take apart this Beis HaKnesses kavua. Why? If you're osek in rebuilding the Beis HaKnesses kavua, what's the problem? What's the problem? As long as you're osek in rebuilding the Beis HaKnesses kavua, it's as if you're still davening in a Beis HaKnesses kavua, because you did it. Let's sorech the Beis HaKnesses kavua. Right? But if you're misrasha, if we're afraid of the pshia that they'll be misrasha, so during the time that they're misrasha, they're not being osek in rebuilding a Beis HaKnesses kavua, so it's as if they're not. What they're doing, what they're functioning, is not with Sora the Beis HaKnesses Kavua, so it's like they're davening, not in the Beis HaKnesses Kavua, so that's going to be the problem. Even if they have a duch letzluyeh, but they haven't brought back the same level of tefillah that they had before. They don't have a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, so that's the problem. Follow up.
So does that mean that they actually don't have to build a second, they don't have to rebuild their shul? They have another shul in Canada they can daven?
No, of course they do. That's the whole problem. The chashash mishum pshiyusa is that they're going to lose this Beis HaKnesses Kavua, right? They took apart a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, and they're not going to rebuild that Beis HaKnesses Kavua that they took apart. The fact that they have another Beis HaKnesses Kavua to daven in, that just takes away the chashash of pshia. But there's no, it's not that the Isser is taken away. If they never rebuild the first Beis HaKnesses, they have a bigger Isser on their hands. What's that Isser? Ibud Beis HaKnesses. Right? If they're not going to rebuild the first Beis HaKnesses, that's of course a problem. The question is, should we allow them to take apart the first Beis HaKnesses Kavua before they build the second one, before they rebuild this Beis HaKnesses Kavua? Or should we be afraid that, of course, they're not going to not rebuild the Beis HaKnesses at all, but they might be misrashel, they might delay rebuilding the Beis HaKnesses. And even that's a problem. Even that's a problem, because it'll turn out that they're not davening in a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, nor are they being osek in building a Beis HaKnesses Kavua at that time. So that chashash doesn't apply if they have another Beis HaKnesses Kavua. The Tana.
Is Tosfos only
choshish
for the Egedamri of Shia and not for the Egedamri of Tzluyeh?
No, he's saying both. He's even choshish for Pshia. But the Mandam and Mishim Tzluyeh will say that if there are two shuls, so then they have a Duchtel Tzluyeh. There's no Shaila. According to the first day in Tosfos, that there was only one shul. If it's like Chazu Batiyua, there's also no Shaila, because we say if it's Chazu Batiyua, then according to either day, it's mutter to take apart the first shul, because it's like a sakana, it's like a detriment to the shul.
It's only within that first day that Tosfos says anything that's good with the Tzluyeh.
Right, he's saying, the other day is focusing more on Pshiyusa, yeah.
In the case of the summer shul and the winter shul, yes. Are those both considered basically?
Yes. So they're both Batei Knesset.
So then they're being Ibud Beis HaKnesset.
Right. If they don't rebuild them forever, then it would be Ibud Beis HaKnesset.
Even if in the winter it would be considered Ibud Beis HaKnesset, take out the summer one?
It's Ibud Beis HaKnesset if they don't rebuild the Beis HaKnesset, because the structure that was there is not rebuilt. So it might be that they can't use it in the other season. They can't use the Beis Sitfa in the Kaita, but the reality is when the Kaita comes around, so then they could have used the Beis Kaita at that point. Right? Or whatever. They can't use the Beisitfa in the Kaita, but when the Sitfa comes around, then they can use the Beisitfa. So then, at that point, it'll turn out that they were ma'abed a Beis Haknesses, which is no longer standard. Yes, 8 times.
So when you said that we believe that there's an issur of destroying the Beis Haknesses.
Everyone says there's an issur to destroy the Beis Haknesses. If they're not going to rebuild the Beis Haknesses, so then there's certainly going to be a problem. The question is, we assume that they will rebuild the Beis Haknesses, so are they allowed to take apart the shul before they rebuild it? That's the shaila. So the Man Da'amar Mishum Tzaluya says, no, they can't, because they're not going to have a place to daven in the interim. So that's why the Gemara says, if they have a built Tumat Tzaluya, then there's no issue. And there's no issue. Zokta Rashba, it's dafka if there's a built Tumat Tzaluya. But if they have a Beis Haknesses Kavua, then it's not an issue according to either day, because the Man Da'amar Mishum Pshiyusa would say, there's no Chashash of Pshiyah if they have another Beis Haknesses Kavua, as we've described. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Yesh Mefarshim that disagrees with Rashba, that goes with Rashi's understanding of Mishum Pshiyusa. Rabbeinu Yonah is Mekayim the old Girsa, the Girsa that we have in the parentheses. Our Girsa, again, is the Nafkamina between the two days, is if there's a Dukkal Utsluya. But the Girsa that we have is if there's a Beknishta Achriti. Ika Benarad, Ika Beknishta Achriti. Who has that Girsa? What's Rabbeinu Yonah has that Girsa? Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Yesh Mefarshim that says like this. Yesh Mefarshim Dika Beknishta Litzluye. Bafilu Hachim Mishum Pshiyusa Ika. The nafkemina between the two man da'amin is what? Not if there's a duchta litzluye. No. Even if there's a Beis Haknesses kavua litzluye, that's also a nafkemina, he says. It's a chiddush. Even if there's a beknishta achriti, that's a nafkemina between the two shikas. Afilu hachim isham pshiyus ika. The kevin shiyasham shnei batei knesios ein lefshoa be'echa mehem. Since there are two batei knesios, you shouldn't be posheya with one of them. The chashash of pshia applies even if you have another Beis HaKnesses kavua, the Yesh Mefarshim hold. So the nafkamina could be where you have another shul, not just another place to daven. Even if you have another shul, the day that holds Mishum Tzaluya will say, well, if you have another shul, you have another place to daven, everything is fine. The day it would say Mishum Pshia would claim that there still is a problem, even if you have a Beis HaKnesses kavua. There still is a problem. There still is a problem. Why is there still a problem? But if you have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, why are we afraid? Why are we afraid? The answer could be, we're afraid that you'll never rebuild the Beis HaKnesses. The chashash of pshia is that they won't rebuild it la'olam, so then, even if you have another Beis HaKnesses kavua, so what? But there'll be an issur of Iba Beis HaKnesses on the first Beis HaKnesses that you never rebuild. That could be the machlokas, the two girsaos in the Gemara. That might be the machlokas the two girsas in the Gemara. According to our girsa, that the ika benayas mishum salu is if you have a duchta litzluye, so it's dafka if you have a duchta litzluye. But if you have another Beis HaKnesses kavua, so then there's no nafkamina, because even the mandarim mishum pshiyus would say there's no problem. There's no problem if you have a Beis HaKnesses kavua. No chashash of pshiyah, because what's the issue? Right? There is no issue. If you have another Beis HaKnesses kavua, even if you're misrashel in rebuilding this Beis HaKnesses, but you still have a Beis HaKnesses kavua, there's no problem. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a daya that says, no, the girsa is, even if you have a beknishta achriti, the madam mishum pshiyus would say there is an issue. Because the chashash is not that you'll be misrasha, the chashash is you'll never rebuild it. The chashash is that you're not going to rebuild it, so then you'll be over on the issur of Iba Beis HaKnesses. Okay. So the Gemara says that the nafkamina between the two dayas is if you have another place to daven. Right? Two dayas, mishum tzaluye, mishum shiyusa. What's the nafkamina? If you have a dukkah, it's tzaluye. It's interesting that the Gemara only gives a nafkamina in one direction. The Gemara gives a nafkamina a situation where the man da'amar mishum tzaluye will say that it's mutter to take apart the shul before building the second shul. And the man da'amar mishum shiyusa will be l'chumra, he'll say that it's still us. And that's the only nafkamina the Gemara gives. Why? Why does the Gemara only give that kind of nafkamina? It could give a reverse nafkamina too. Why did the Gemara give a situation where The man da amar mishum pshiyu, so we'll say there's no chashash. And the man da amar mishum tsluye, we'll say that there is a chashash. Give me an example where there's no duchta litzluye, but yet there's no concern of pshiyu. There's no concern of pshiyu. L'mashal, like Tosis's example, l'zman godo. Let's say there's a zman godo, but there's no duchta litzluye. So that's an example where there's no chashash of pshiyu, but yet, if there's no duchta litzluye, then the Madam Mishim Tzluye would say that there is a problem. The Magen Avraham asks this question. The Magen Avraham asks, why does the Gemara only give an afkamina in one direction? It sounds like the Mandaam Mishum Tzaluye is more makel than the Mandaam Mishum Pshiusa. Because if you have a Duchta Litzluye, then the Mandaam Mishum Tzaluye says there's no problem. But the Mandaam Mishum Pshiusa is still Machne. Why should we say that? That the Mandaam Mishum Tzaluye is more makel? The Mandaam Mishum Pshiusa could also have a Kula. A situation where there's no Chashash of Pshia, like it's Lizman Godel, but yet, if there's no Duchta Litzluye, then the Mandaam Mishum Tzaluye will be Lechumma. So why did the Gemara give that Nafkamina? Says the Machtzis HaShekel. Machtzis HaShekel is a parish on the Magen Avraham. Machtzis HaShekel says, this is in Simon Kufn and Beis on the Magen Avraham Sifkot Nehem. He says, obviously what you must say is that the Manda Amar Mishum Pshiyusa is not arguing, it's not that the two deis are mutually exclusive of each other. The Manda Amar Mishum Pshiyusa admits that if there's no Duchta Letzluye, it's also to take apart the shul. He's being machmer more than the Mandaam Mishum Tzaluye. He's not saying that the Isser only applies Mishum Pshiusa and not Mishum Tzaluye. He's saying it applies Mishum both. The Mandaam Mishum Tzaluye obviously is saying only one time. He says the reason you can't take apart the first shul is Mishum Tzaluye. So if you have a Duchta Letzluye, there's no problem. The Mandaam Mishum Pshiusa would say that not only can you not take apart the shul Mishum Tzaluye, but you can even... You also can't take it apart Mishum Shiyusa. So even where there's no problem of Tzaluye, like you have a Duchta Litzluye, it's still Asur if there's a Chashash of Pshia. But even if you could think of a scenario where there's no Chashash of Pshia, if there's no place to daven, the Mandaam Mishum Pshia would admit that of course it's Asur to take apart the Shul. He agrees with the Mandaam Mishum Tzaluye, but he goes one step further. He's even Choshish Mishum Shiyusa. Not just Mishum Tzaluye. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says at the very end of that piece. Right? He alludes to this idea. He says, "V'kaimalak ma'adam mishum pshiusa mideamrina gavi zuziu man chimai." Ravina's kasha. Ravina asks, "Gavi zuziu man chimai? What happens if you collect the money and it's all ready to go? So why should I change everything? If you don't have a duchta litzluye, why should I change anything?" Ravina is clearly learning that the chashash is mishum pshiusa, and if you have all the money, so his kasha is: are we afraid that you're going to use the money? Are we afraid of Pshia that's not going to happen or not? Right, that's clearly what he's assuming. Zokt Rabbeinu Yonah, you see that we passed him like the Mandaam Mishum Pshiusa. The ilu l'mandaam mishum tzaluye kevan d'ika duchta litzluye lo chashinon l'pshiusa. According to mandaam mishum tzaluye, there's no chashash of Pshia, so gavi zuzi man, he's not going to help you. Adds Rabbeinu Yonah, the ibe d'leka duchta litzluye vade l'kulayalma osa l'sasra. If we're talking about a situation where there's no place to daven, then clearly everyone would say it's awesome. The situation must be, Ravina's kasha must be that there was a duchta litzluye. There's a duchta litzluye, so the mandaam mishum tzaluye would say it's fine. He paskins mishum pshiusa. The mandaam mishum pshiusa would say there's a problem. So that's why he's asking. There's a duchta litzluye, but the mandaam mishum pshiusa still says that there's a problem. So if gavu zuzi umanchi, if the money is ready to go, is there a chashash of pshia? But if there's no duchta litzluye, then there's no shaila. Even if the money is ready to go, of course there's going to be a problem. Why? Because everyone admits that there's a tam mishum tzaluye. Everyone says that if you don't have a place to daven, clearly it's also to do. Shaila is, if you do have a place to daven, should we still be choshesh mishum pshiusa? So that's why there's a makom for this kasha. That if the money is all ready, so maybe there's no chashash of pshia. But if there's no place to daven, everyone would say that there's going to be a problem and you're not going to be able to be so to the Christmas. Okay, so that's the Rabbeinu Yonah's ha'ora, but based on that, the kasha of the Magen Avraham is not a kasha. Magen Avraham is the kasha. Why does the Gemara give an afkamina only in a situation where the Mandaam Mishum Tzaluye is mekel? I can give you a case where the man davening b'shem pshius is mekel. Let's say it's a case where we're not choshesh for pshia. There's no reason to be choshesh for pshia. L'zman gadol, but yet, there's no place to daven. So there's no place to daven. The man davening b'shem tzoluya should be machmer, but the man davening b'shem pshius should be mekel. He'd say, well, there's no chashash of pshia. What's the problem? The answer is the man davening b'shem pshius is adding to the man davening b'shem tzoluya. He's more machmer. He says, even where there's a duchlip tzluya, if there's still a chashash of pshia, then you can't do it. But if there's no duchlip tzluya, of course he'd be machmer. He agrees to the madam rishim tzluya. He just goes one step further. What's the problem with this? The problem with this is the hemshech of the Gemara. Gemara asks, Ubaba ben Buta, hechi asbilei eitzel lohodus lemistri lemesa mikdash. How could Bava ben Buta have given an Eitzah to Hordas to take apart the Beis HaMikdash? V'ha'amar Rav Chisda lo lister inish be'knishta debani be'knishta achritim. The Beis HaMikdash is no worse than a Beis HaKnesses. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. So how could Bava ben Buta have given an Eitzah to Hordas to take apart the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild it in a beautiful, more beautiful way? But it's also to take apart the first shul till you build a new shul. Either he saw a tiyuch, he saw a crack in the Beis HaMikdash, it was damaged. So if chazuba tiyuah, the whole, you know, all bets are off, then there's no problem. Either mishum tseluye or mishum pshia, there's nothing, chazuba tiyuah. Malchusa shani d'lo hodra. Malchusa is different. A kingdom is different. The Amar Shmuel, I Amar Malchusa akarin turi, akar turi v'lo hodra. Shmuel says that if a government, if a kingdom says we're going to uproot the mountain, you know what's going to get done. They're not going to abstain from doing it, because if they do, if they don't do what they say they're going to do, so then it gives them a bad reputation, it gives them a bad shame. They look bad. And a melech never wants to look bad. So there was no concern. Frekta Rama, what kind of an answer is this? Chazubat Tiyua, because there's Chazubat Tiyua, so then there's no problem. Frekta Rama, why is there no problem? Even if there's no chashash of pshia, right? Even if there's no chashash of pshia, but there's no duchta letzluya. There's no place to bring karbanos. Yad Rama is. V'shaminan mino d'choze b'tiyua afa gavdelechka duchta achrina letzluya yisosar abani. The Yad Rama says that from this Gemara you see that choze b'tiyua solves both problems. Not just the pshia problem. If choze b'tiyua, if there's a crack, then the man davening b'shem pshia would say you can still disassemble the first binyan because it's dangerous. But even lefi the second man davening, that the reason you can't take apart the Beis HaKnesses before building the new one is Mishum Tzaluyeh, if Chazah Batiyuah, it's Mutter. That must work according to both days. The HaBei Mikdash, L'Gabei Karbonos, Kedina DeBei Knishta, Hecha Deleka Duchta Achmina Letzluyeh Dami. Because the Beis HaMikdash is like a Beis HaKnesses without a Duchta Letzluyeh. The Beis HaMikdash is the only place that we can bring Karbonos. And if it's the only place that we can bring karbanos, so then the Mandarama Mishum Tzaluye, right, he would say that how can you take apart the second Beis HaMikdash? How can you take it apart to build a new Beis HaMikdash? But in the interim, there's no place to bring karbanos. It must be that if Chazuba to you are, then even the Mandarama Mishum Tzaluye, it's mutter to take the Beis HaKnesses apart. It's mutter to take the Beis HaMikdash apart. So the Rama is assuming what? What's the Rama assuming? Rama asks, there's no duchta letzluya, you can't be makar karbonis. You can't be makar karbonis, so how is it mutif him to give the eitzah? Shamina mina, the chazabe to you, afaga bleka duchta achim letzluya sasar bani. How can that be? Yeah. Beis HaKnes, the Beis HaMikdash is a mokom of karbonos. You can't bring karbonos without the Beis HaMikdash. So must be the Chazav HaTiyua allows you to take apart the Beis HaKnes even though there's no Duchta Litzliya. Even though there's no Duchta Litzliya. Something is not coming together. Just 1 second, please. I think we're going to have to leave it over here. I'm not sure how the Ramban is coming, is fitting in. Rama says that even if there's no Pshia by Malchus, even if there's no Pshia by Malchus, Malchus lo Hadra. Okay, we're focusing on the wrong part. It's not the Chaz Betiva. The second teretz of the Gemara is what? That Malchusa lo hadra, Malchus is not going to be chozer b'hem. So if the Malchus is not going to be chozer b'hem, so then there's no problem. What does Malchus not being chozer b'hem have to do with anything? If there's no duchta litzluye, you're not going to have the Beis HaMikdash, so then what's the heter to take apart the Beis HaMikdash in order to make it into a more beautiful way? That's the kasha of the Rambam. That there's no duchta litzluya, so even if the malchus is not going to be a hodah, we're not afraid of the pshia, but it still should be a problem. So to that, the Rama says it must be that the sugya is paskening like the mandam mishum pshiyusa. We paskening like the mandam mishum pshiyusa. That's the real reason. That's what the Rama writes. Nochamo, the Gemara has two answers. Why did Bava Ben? How did Bava Ben Buta give an etzah to hordas to take apart the Beis HaMikdash? How could Bava Ben Buta give that etzah? But it's also to take apart a Beis HaKnesses before you build the second Beis HaKnesses first. So he gives two answers. That either it's Chazav HaTiyua, and Chazav HaTiyua breaks all the rules, or that was a special case because it's Malchus, we're not afraid that they're going to be poshay. So Frek the Rama, what's the second answer? If it's Malchus, we're not afraid that they'll be poshaya, but that's only one of the reasons. If it's Mishum Pshiyusa, so then I understand. We're not afraid of Pshiyah by Malchus. But if the problem is Mishum Tzaluye, there's no place to bring Karbonis in the interim. So how's it look? Right? The first answer, Taka, answers for both. Chazav HaTiyua answers for both. If you have a crack that breaks all the rules, and you can take about the first shul, the first Beis HaMikdash, before you build another Beis HaMikdash. But if the problem is Mishum, if the answer is that the Malchus is not going to be Hodah, that explains why there's no chashash of pshia, but it doesn't explain how it's mutter to take apart the Beis HaMikdash l'man dam mishum tzaluye. There's no duchta litzluye. There's no place to bring karbonos in the interim. So says the Rama. Clearly, what do you see from this Gemara? That we paskin like the man da'omer mishum pshius. We paskin like the man da'omer mishum pshius. We paskin like the man mishum pshius. I understand if malchusa lo Hodra, so therefore, there's no chashash of pshius. Rabbeinu Yonah couldn't answer that. Why? Rabbeinu Yonah holds that even the Mandar Mishum Pshiusa admits to the Mandar Mishum Tzaluya. He says if there's no duchta litzluya, even if there's no chashash of pshia, it's still going to be awesome to take apart the first shul, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Mandar Mishum Pshiusa holds of both time. The Rama says clearly from the Maskana of the Gemara that Malchusa Lohadra, you see that we paskin like the Manda Amar Mishum Pshius. Because even if there's no Chashash of Pshia, but there still is no Duchta Mitzluye, there's no Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbana, so how is that an answer? How could Bava Ben Buta tell her to take the Beis HaMikdash apart? Rabbeinu Yonah wouldn't have been bothered with such a Kasha. He could say that, Taka, we paskin like the Manda Amar Mishum Tzaluye, right? Or better, Rabbeinu Yonah would say that doesn't answer the Kasha. Right? Mishum, the man daven mishum pshiusa also admits that you need a duchta letzluya. So the man daven mishum pshiusa also admits that you need a duchta letzluya. It's no better according to him. What's the second teretz of the Gemara? Rabbi Yonah basically should ask, what's the second teretz of the Gemara? That Bala ben Gutta told Hordus to take apart the Beis HaMikdash, because he wasn't afraid that they wouldn't rebuild it because it's a malchus. So there's no chashash pshia. So what that there's no chashash pshia? There's no duchta letzluya, there's no place to bring karbanos, and according to everyone, according to both deis, if there's no place to daven, there's no place to bring karbanos, then everyone should say it's also to take it apart. Even the man da'arim mishum pshiusa, because the man da'arim mishum pshiusa adds to the man da'arim mishum tzluya. He's more machmed than the man da'arim mishum tzluya. So he would say, if there's no duchta letzluya, there's no place to bring karbanos, so then, of course you can't take apart the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Rabbeinu Yonah going to answer to this kasha? The Ramah's answer to the kasha is that we must paskin like the man da'arim mishum pshiusa, and he obviously assumes the man da'arim mishum pshiusa argues with the man da'arim mishum tzluya. Rabbi Yonah doesn't say that, so how's he going to answer this kasha? So the Taras Chaim wants to suggest that the Rabbi Yonah assumes that even without a Beis HaMikdash, you can still bring karbanos. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechir in Perek Vav, at the end of Perek Vav, the Rambam says that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash never left. It's a Shaila where the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was batel, the Kedusha Rishon or the Kedusha Shniyah, but the Shita of the Rambam is that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash never left. Once it was established, it never leaves. Why? Because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash stems from what? It stems from the Shechina. And the Shechina is never batel. So if the Shechina is never batel, then the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash can never be batel. And because of that, the Rambam has a lashon, he says, Makriv and afal pi she'ein bais. We can bring karbonos even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. There are technical problems. If you can only do it with Kohanim and you need Bidei Kohuna, there are other things. But in terms of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha of the Mikdash, so we can't bring karbonos, Zok Ram, that doesn't apply. Because the Kedusha of the Mikdash still exists even Bizman Hazeh. Even Bizman Hazeh. Zok Taras Chaim, maybe that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah will answer that this Teretz of the Gemara, the Gemara is saying, Bava Ben Buta could tell Hordas, he gave an Eitzah to Hordas, to take apart the Beis HaMikdash, to rebuild it in a more beautiful way. Aye, wasn't he afraid of this Isser? Isn't there an Isser to take apart a Beis HaKnesses before building the second one, or to take apart the Beis HaMikdash before building the second Beis HaMikdash? What's the Heter? So to that the Gemara answers, no, Malchusa lo Hadra, we're not afraid that the Malchus is not going to rebuild. They're going to stand by their word. What does that tell me? So there's no chashash of pshia. There's no chashash of pshia. But Rabbi Yonah holds that even the man da'amar mishum pshiusa admits that if there's no duchta letzluya, it's still a problem. The answer is there is a duchta letzluya. Just because you wouldn't have the Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean that you can't bring karbanos. Because makriv and afal pi she'ein bayis, if we say the kedusha of Yerushalayim, the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is there even bizman hazeh, so even without a Beis HaMikdash, you could still bring karbanos. So duchta letzluya is not a problem. There is a place to bring karbanos. There was a place to bring karbanos, even the Beis HaMikdash was not there. The only problem is a chashash of pshia. The only problem is a chashash of pshia. So then, in the case of malchus, there's no concern of pshia because they're going to stand by their word. That's why Bava Ben Buta thought that there would be no problem. For tomorrow, let's skip the third.